This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 29th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Honda Aero Incorporated officially broke ground on Wednesday for its new corporate headquarters and jet engine plant in Burlington, North Carolina. The company also announced it's successfully run a proof-of-concept version of the GE Honda HF-120 turbofan, adding that the engine has exceeded the company's internal development targets for both thrust and specific fuel consumption on the first test run. The company anticipates engine certification in 2009, followed by the start of mass production in late 2010. AMR Corporation, the parent of American Airlines, announced on Wednesday it will divest itself of regional carrier American Eagle. The Wall Street Journal reports the move follows months of shareholder pressure, and AMR shares soared after the news. Despite the much-improved performance of U.S. Airlines this year, the performance of the companies for their shareholders has generally been disappointing, which is prompting both discussions and rumors of discussions about consolidation. Speaking of rumors, it looks as if investment company Partis Capital Management has not given up on getting other hedge funds to support a merger between Delta and United. The Wall Street Journal reports Partis appealed last week to investors in Boston to support a merger. 2 weeks ago, Partis took its message to about 75 airline investors in New York. That message is, a merger between the two carriers makes sense, and not just because Partis has stock in both. As ANN reported, many believe Partis floated a trial balloon about the merger November 14th. That's that rumor you may recall when an unnamed source told the Associated Press that a merger between the two airlines was imminent. Executives at both airlines vehemently and specifically denied those rumors. Partis doesn't own the shares or otherwise have the clout to unilaterally launch a hostile takeover, and tells the Journal its efforts now are focused on building a quiet consensus. Partis holds 7 million shares in Delta, that's about 2.4% of all shares in the reorganized airline. It owns 5.6 million shares in United, that's a 4.6% stake in that airline. Caution, if you're alarmed by the pace of bloat at the Transportation Security Administration, you may find this alarming. Faced with embarrassments, including a former Comair employee who smuggled guns and drugs onto a plane in Orlando, and the revelation that thousands of all-access badges were unaccounted for in Chicago, the TSA is taking over administration of background checks for over 1 million aviation workers starting in January. TSA spokeswoman Ellen Howell told USA Today the agency will check 1.2 million aviation workers and anyone applying for a job requiring a federal aviation license. The background checks have been the responsibility of the FAA since 9/11. The TSA takeover means all licensed aviation workers will be checked against the FBI's complete terror watch list, which is more complete than the FAA check. They'll also be rechecked every time the terrorist screening center's database is updated, and that happens almost every day. The FAA has been checking people only once when they apply for a license. Captain Bob Hesselbein, who's chairman of the Airline Pilots Association's National Security Committee, shared a concern with the paper. Quote, "We don't know that their processes will not misidentify people who are not a danger as a danger," unquote. No doubt the 7-year-olds on the TSA watch list would agree. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Peggy Fawcett starts a difficult process in court. The U.S. Navy continues its investigation of a Blue Angels tragedy. And Phoenix police wrap up their investigation into a summer collision between news helicopters. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, investigative reporter Dave Savini of CBS2 Chicago updates us on the security scandal at O'Hare International. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley. And at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.